HBO's Gossip Girl reboot is latest woke show to go down in flames. By Warner Todd Houston on January 30, 2023. The often porn-like, uber-woke Gossip Girl reboot aimed at teenage audiences has been cancelled by HBO Max after two seasons of teen drug use, constant attacks on Donald Trump and conservatives, and teens involved in homosexual and throuple sex romps. But after two short seasons, the show is no more. Creator Joshua Safran thanked fans in a post to social media and said they are hoping the show will be picked up for a third season by another network. But the show is ending on HBO Max after its 10-episode second season with its January 26 episode, according to Variety. The series was based on the earlier broadcast TV series about the writings of a mysterious blogger who chronicled the private lives and relationships of the teens in an Upper East Side private school in New York City. The series lasted six seasons from 2007 to 2012 on the CW network. The reboot attempted but failed to recapture the success of the original. Nearly a decade after the original Gossip Girl's website went dark, a new generation of New York City private school teens are introduced to the unflattering reality of 24/7 social surveillance, the reboot synopsis read. While there were enough salacious twists and turns in the original series, which did feature at least two gay characters and a threesome plot, the reboot was downright debauchery with threesomes and casual sex coupled with frequent drug use. And, again, this series is about high school students and is aimed at the teenage viewer. The reboot's producers stated openly that they fully intended to go as far as they could to push the radical LGBTQ agenda. Show creator Joshua Safran, for instance, was open that his goal was to explore teenage characters through sex. He added, "It's hot girl and gay slut summer for everybody. For these kids, it's the same thing, and you want that," he told Daily Beast in 2021. Safran was also thrilled to tout the rim job that one of the show's characters indulged early in season one. "But for me, with this version, it's HBO Max, so there were no restrictions. There's some full frontal nudity. My whole point was that, whenever there was sex, it was based in character. So, that rim job is a telltale rim job," he said. The series was explicitly politically anti-conservative, as well. As Newsbusters noted, in one episode of this last season, a character spoke of debutante balls moving into the 21st century, but a second replying, "You know what else moved into the 21st century? White supremacy. Religious exemptions. Amy Coney Barrett." In another episode, the teens are seen engaging in a gay orgy in an upstairs room while their parents entertain a Republican state senator in the dining room below. The orgy is outed, but somehow the moral of the story is that the politician is the one at fault, not the teens who are disrupting the dinner. In another episode, the conservative Tea Party movement is denigrated when a teen describes the senator this way. Charlotte Byron makes the Tea Party look like, well, a tea party. Didn't she campaign for Trump? Yet another plot sees the father of one of the characters who is portrayed as a conservative, and who hires a female prostitute for his wife so they can have sex while he watches. Meanwhile, a teen girl and her throuple teen boys all sit casually in a restaurant and talk of the mechanics of gay sex and taking medications to prevent the spread of AIDS. Planned Parenthood is also prominently featured in another episode as a character searches out the abortion mill operator to obtain the abortion drug Plan B to end a suspected pregnancy. In 2021, Safran promised, "There definitely are sex scenes. There are definitely sex scenes that are a little more edgier than the first time around." And he certainly delivered. But the woke exploitation apparently did not turn much of an audience past the gay-centered websites that were so thrilled with Safran's representation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.